In the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect, raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I can count on one hand how many times I've used props during a homily. And maybe after this homily, you'll understand why. But the prop I brought out is this chair. It's a commercial grade, has a padded seat, a padded back. And I bring it out because you've probably sat in a very similar chair as you waited in the doctor's office to be called in to the exam room. You've probably sat in a similar chair as you sat waiting for the mechanic who claimed your car will be ready before lunch. And you've probably sat in a similar chair at the airport waiting to board your flight, which of course ends up getting delayed. The one common thing about all of that is that act of waiting. As I said, we are called during the season of Advent to wait for the Lord to come again. Now, the problem is those examples of waiting that I just talked about and other examples, they're not very joy-filled, are they? We don't sit there in joyful expectation in the doctor's office or the mechanic's waiting room. No, instead, we tend to get frustrated, impatient, and even angry. He said, "My appointment was a quarter after. Why is it that at 45 minutes after the hour, I'm still sitting here? They said my car would be ready, but it's still sitting out there in the lot." As I said, that kind of waiting brings us stress and anxiety. I don't think that's what we are called to do during the season of Advent. Instead, I think we have to examine what is different about waiting when the object of waiting is Jesus Christ, our Savior. I ran across this description from an author who wrote, "To wait implies a listening ear, a heart responsive to the wooing of God, a concentration of the spiritual faculties upon heavenly things, the patience of faith," and it describes an eager anticipation and yearning for the revelation of truth and love as it is in the Father. Now all of a sudden we start to see the aspects of waiting that we are called to do during this season of Advent. It is not about being frustrated or impatient. Instead, It is about focusing on the love of God and with eager anticipation await his Jesus' coming in glory. And so with that understanding, maybe we can appreciate better what St. Paul is telling in the second reading. So first off, we have to remember that for the early Christians, the early church, they thought Jesus was coming back any day now. They thought his return would be imminent. And St. Paul seemed to be telling the church at Thessalonica, while that may be true, your waiting is too passive. He's basically describing people in that church that are basically just sitting in that chair, just waiting for Jesus to come. And that's not what we as disciples of our Savior are supposed to do. He tells them their waiting has to be active. They should be strengthened in their hearts. They should be increasing their love for each other. When they do so, they mirror the love that God has for us all. So when we start thinking about actively waiting for the Lord, all of a sudden this chair becomes a very poor symbol of the season of Advent. Instead, a better symbol might be the rake that someone uses to rake the leaves of an elderly neighbor. A better symbol might be carrying food to the food pantry to feed needy families. Or maybe a better symbol is a phone that is picked up as you call a relative who you've been estranged from for a long time, attempting to reconcile that relationship. This is what we mean by actively waiting, because we are reaching out in love to others. And in doing so, we are turning our heart from the selfish desires to focusing on our Father, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit. This is the active waiting that we are to be doing, most especially that we are called to do during this season of Advent. We heard in today's gospel Jesus talk about some of the signs that would accompany his second coming. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. He is describing something that probably could fill some people with dread. But then he goes on to assure his followers, assure those who believe in Jesus, when these signs begin to happen, stand erect, raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Your redemption is at hand because you trust in God. Your redemption is at hand because your focus is on heavenly things, not the things of this world. Through our baptism, we have been given the promise of eternal life. And Jesus, of course, makes another promise. He will return. We don't know when. There's been a lot of people that have spent a lot of hours trying to discern in the scriptures when that will happen, trying to read the signs of the times. But if that was so important, why would Jesus have said, "No one knows when the Son of Man will return. Only my Father in heaven." So it's not important when, but it's important what we are doing in the meantime. It's important that we are continuing to push out those selfish desires from our heart. It is important that we are continuing to condition our heart to love one another as Jesus loves us, totally, completely. We do believe Jesus will come because God has already fulfilled that first promise made so many generations ago to send the Messiah, to send his son. Our celebration of Christmas reminds us we can trust God's promise that Jesus will come again. But what will he see when he finally comes? Will he see disciples who have been eagerly seeking to please their God by loving God and loving their neighbor? Or will he see disciples that have just been sitting in their chairs and not doing the hard work of a Christian disciple? My dear friends, as we begin this celebration of Advent, we're reminded that we, as disciples of Jesus, are to be working towards welcoming him when he comes again. And we do so by that active waiting of loving each other as Jesus loves us. This is the best way to prepare for his coming again in glory. It's also the best way to prepare for Christ fulfilling that first promise. The Messiah will come. Welcome him into your hearts.